Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. You've been listening already. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is the outstanding publisher, author, editor, and janitor over at Mullings.com. It's a small business, just like yours and mine. But it's a thrice-weekly publication, cyber publication, that I've been subscribing to now for a decade, I guess, probably at least a decade, and I encourage you to check it out as well, Mullings.com. And he is a political operative, extraordinary political operative, and he is of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right, as he says, in the interest of full disclosure. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, pal. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Rich, before we get started talking about politics, I just wanted to get you to help me take a moment and just let's just say offer a little prayer and a little word of hope and condolences to the families of those who were killed and to those who were injured in the Fort Hood nightmare yesterday.
You know, that's really nice of you to do, and you and I have been through these sorts of things over the years, and yep. it never gets any easier looking over the horizon, standing yeah. there, but for the grace of God,
including 911 together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know, I mean, and there is. I mean, if as I wrote in my column for this morning, it's if there's any good news in this at all, it's that this Hassan guy is still alive, and we'll have the opportunity to figure out what the hell is going on in his head.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really hoping that it was the actions of one guy who worked himself into a frenzy about being deployed.
From all indications, that's what it seems to be.
Well, but they, you know, until 6 o'clock last night Eastern, they had been saying that he had been killed in the crossfire. So, and I, you know, and I've been through these sorts of things before. I mean, one of the things you try to do is, even in the military, this is off topic a little bit, but the military's rules of engagement when it comes to PR is completely different from civilian. And I used to actually do lectures about that to military public affairs officers, and so this is what you guys do. This is what I get to do. but I was really struck by the fact that they didn't correct that earlier in the day, and it may well be that they weren't sure if he was going to make it or not. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll get to the bottom of this thing over time. But one of the things is, and you know this, that and I was saying this yesterday afternoon. I said this. And then somebody said, well, I mean, if you let these guys walk around with guns and ammunition, I said, they don't do that in a domestic bivouac. They don't have weapons.
No.
I mean, the cops do. The MPs do.
Yeah, no.
But soldiers don't walk around armed. It's not like a war zone where you're never without your weapons.
There are a few things in the world more controlled than military weapons and ammunition on
exactly,
a military base.
Yeah. I mean, we all, you know,
They account for every bullet.
Every bullet. And, you know, if, God forbid, you lose your weapon on a hike,
yeah,
then that unit is locked down and nobody goes anywhere until you find it.
That's right. That's right. And you're in deep trouble. And if you want to get into the most trouble you could possibly imagine, short of something like this, put your weapon in your personal vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major no-no. And so,
exactly.
So this guy could have been anybody. I mean, it turns out he was a military person, but he could have been anybody. He got into a building that was not that secure, you know, short of the heavy guards apparently. And I don't know. It's a nightmare. It's a sad situation.
You know, Bill Cowan, who's a really good friend of mine, retired lieutenant colonel, does a lot of analysis for Fox, said last night. And I called him afterwards because he made really a good point. He said, you know, for folks in the armed services that are going to be deployed or are deployed, the bases in the United States where their families are very heavily secured. So, I mean, and one of the reasons is so that they don't have to worry about their kin's safety. I mean, that's, you know, you're on a base, fine, you know, it may not be the best housing in the world, but at least, you know, you're surrounded by people that are going through the same thing, and it's safe. And this is just going to send a shudder through the entire military.
Well, but Rich, this is a coincidence that this guy is in the military. I mean, these things happen. You know, we now know over the last several years, these things happen from time to time, and I, you know, I know what his motive, his problem was with the deployment, I guess it seems, but this, you know, I don't think that this means that this is something that we should expect, you know, in other military situations.
No, it's the copycat thing. Actually, I lived in Texas when something similar happened right off base in Killeen,
yeah.
The town,
yeah.
In which where a guy walked into a cafeteria. And
right, right. Yeah.
But anyway, it's a horrible situation, and I know the military is working very hard,
yep.
To figure out what to do next.
Hopefully we'll learn from this, and again, our hearts and prayers and thoughts and condolences go out to all the families and those who are injured, and those who are having to deal with the aftermath of this, those people too. 2012, stay with us. We'll be right back.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.